How do you respond when people are mean to you? If they're mean to you, are you mean back to them? And Jesus tells us, love your enemies. In Luke chapter 6, verse 27 through 29, he says, but I say to you who hear, love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. To one who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from one who takes away your cloak, do not withhold your tunic either. So Jesus tells us what these enemies are like. First, they hate you. Then they curse you. They abuse you. They physically and emotionally hurt you. Jesus says they strike you on the one cheek. They humiliate you. They steal from you. He says they take away your goods or take away your cloak. They beg from you. And they do all these terrible things to us. So, the question, the obvious question, how should we treat them? In Luke 6, verse 30 and 31, Jesus says, give to everyone who begs from you. And from one who takes away your goods, do not demand them back. And as you wish that others would do to you, do so to them. So, in short, how do we treat them? We love them. We really care about them. We do good to them. We bless them. And he says we should pray for them. We should give to them. One of the most radical things Jesus ever said was this statement, love your enemies. But you may be thinking, Jesus, why? Why should I do something like that? And Jesus gives us four reasons to love our enemies. Number one, love your enemies to be better than the world. Jesus wants us, who are the recipients of his grace, to be different from the rest of the world. Yes, there should be a difference between the way you live and the way people live who are not followers of Christ. Jesus says, if you love those who love you, what benefit is that to you? Everybody does that. He says, for even sinners love those who love them. You're just being like the world. Anyone can love their friends. Even the godless of this world love people who love them back. Even terrible, downright evil people are nice to the people they like. But Jesus gives us some additional motivation. He says, something's in it for you. So love so you're better than the world, but also, why love your enemies? Number two, for great reward. There's something in this for you. Verse 35, but love your enemies and do good and lend, expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great. You will look back on every time you have loved those who have been mean to you, and you will say, it was, two words, worth it. Because in heaven, God is going to give you these amazing rewards. The more you have loved people, and especially the more you have loved your enemies, the more rewards you will get. Why love your enemies? Number three, because you will be sons of the Most High. You see that in verse 35. You will be sons of the Most High. You know, if someone is really a Christian, watch how they treat their enemies. Listen to how they speak about their enemies. If you love your enemies, you will prove truly that you are a Christian. Jesus gives four motivations for loving enemies. You'll be different than the world. You'll get great reward. You'll be a son of the Most High. And number four, you will be acting like your Heavenly Father. Because He is kind to the ungrateful and the evil. So if I'm living like this, if I'm loving my enemies like Jesus taught me to, this gives me assurance that I have a living faith. Also, it gives me assurance that I'm becoming godly or godlike. I'm becoming more like my God, more like my Heavenly Father. You know, they say, like Father, like Son. Oh, how I want that to be true of me. If you live like this, it will be clear who your Father is. Now you may wonder, who do I love? Who should I love? But Jesus leaves no room for doubt. Now Jesus could have said, well, you need to love your family. You need to love your friends. You need to love your brothers and sisters in Christ, the people in the church. You need to love your acquaintances. And we might wonder, okay, Jesus, how far are you going to go with this? How far are you going to go with this loving thing? And Jesus gives us clarity by going all the way to the end of the list. We're getting further and further away from those who are closest to us. Further and further away from those we would naturally want to love. We get all the way to the end of the list when Jesus says, love your enemies. Implying that we're supposed to love everybody in between. He says, love your enemies. And He has set a great example for us. Think about this. By my sin, me breaking God's laws, I have made myself an enemy of God. But Jesus still loves me. He gave His life on the cross to save me. While I was in rebellion against Him, He chose to love me, to die for me, and to save me from my sin. Jesus is the ultimate lover of enemies. And I am the ultimate recipient of undeserved love. I am the enemy who has received a second, third, fifth, tenth, 15th, 20th chance. I deserve the gallows, but I get grace. If you ask C.J. Mahaney how he's doing, he'll say this, better than I deserve. In essence, he's saying, I know what I deserve, but I'm getting grace. I know that I have made myself God's enemy, but He has loved me still. He made me His friend. He made me His child, and He has lavished me with His love. To the shock and awe of the angels in heaven, God in His sovereignty has chosen to do something that everyone would say is outlandish. He has lavished His love upon His enemies. And in so doing, He has transformed them into His friends. And not only His friends, but His sons and daughters. For we are the children of God.